Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. A group of teenagers was struck by lightning last night in the Vienne. A 15-year-old boy is in critical condition after suffering a cardiorespiratory arrest and several severe burns. Seven others were also taken to hospital. The group of 16 young people was part of a holiday camp in a centre de plein air in Latus-Saint-Rémy. According to a youth worker, the group was staying in tents. The lightning struck just before 7 p.m. yesterday. This morning, five départements in central France remain on orange alert for thunderstorms: the Allier, the Puy-de-Dôme, the Loire, the High Loire and the Cantal. The Ministry of Agriculture has identified 13 batches of eggs contaminated with the insecticide fipronil that were delivered to France from the Netherlands in mid to late July. Fipronil is a powerful anti-parasite which is applied to cats and dogs to prevent ticks and fleas. The batches of the contaminated eggs were delivered to two sites for the manufacturing of egg products in Vienne and in Maine-et-Loire between the 11th and 26th of July. The egg products are used in pre-prepared dishes and cakes. The Belgian Agency for the Safety of the Food Chain, AFSCA, has assured that the concentration of fipronil remains far below European regulation thresholds of 2 eggs a day and that the contamination did not mean any cause for concern for public health. Cécile Bourgeon may be released from prison today. The Court of Appeal of Rouen will examine the request for the release of Ms. Bourgeon, who was sentenced to 5 years after the death of her daughter Fiona in 2013. Cécile Bourgeon was accused of failing to help a person in danger and for the denunciation of an imaginary crime after she claimed her daughter had gone missing from a park in Clermont-Ferrand. Cécile Bourgeon was hospitalised last week after a suicide attempt. The farmer and immigration activist Cédric Herrou will receive the decision on his case from the Court of Appeal of Aix-en-Provence today. The prosecution had asked for 8 months of suspended sentence after Mr. Herrou helped migrants with lodging after crossing the Franco-Italian border. He says that he was doing the work of the state. A rally in support of Mr. Herrou is planned to take place in front of the court. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.